Yesterday we came up to
Mantra.
May the Devi protect us. We saw that. Ya Shri Swayam Shrihi Sukrutinam. Sukrutinam Bhavaneshu Ya Swayam Shrihi. Papatmanam Ya Alakshmihi Swayam. Kritadiyam Hridayeshu Ya Buddhihi. Satam Janam Ya Shraddha. Kulajana Prabhavasya Ya Lajja. Tam Twam Nataha Smaha. O Devi, we remain bowing to you. Paripalaya is a very beautiful verse. Hope you can see the connection. This is where we stopped wrestling. We stopped here. Yeah. This is how we have to see the verse. Ya Shrihi. Ya Shrihi. That Devi, who alone is in the form of prosperity, all forms of wealth, Ya Shrihi, Sukrutinam, Ya Swayam Shrihi, Ya Swayam Shrihi, she who herself is in the form of prosperity, all forms of wealth, Bhavaneshu, Bhavaneshu, in the houses of righteous people, ethical people. Sukrutinam. Sukrutinam Bhavaneshu Ya Swayam Shrihi. Then again you have to add Ya with Alakshmihi. Papat Ya Swayam Alakshmihi Papatmanam. Papatmanam. Kama. She who herself is poverty. Alakshmihi means poverty. Of those people who are wrongdoers. Papatmanam ya alakshmihi. Then, kritadhiyam hridayeshu ya swayam kritadhiyam hridayeshu buddhihi. She who herself is in the form of intelligence or intellect in the minds of learned people. Kritadihi means learned. Okay. Kritadiyam hridayeshu ya swayam buddhihi. Then, satam ya shraddha. Satam, also positive case. Satam jananam. Of those people who are shraddha in the shastram, she herself is in the form of Shraddha of those people who have Shraddha in the Shastram. Kula Jana Prabhavasya Lajja. Kula Jana Prabhavaha means the person of, the person who has his origin in a cultured family, or who was born in the cultured family, she herself is in the form of modesty or shyness of the person who is born in the cultured family. And such you, O Devi, tam tvam nataha smaha. We remain bowing to you, O Devi, Vishwam Paripalaya. May you protect this universe. This we saw yesterday. Now we move on to the next new verse. Kim varnayama avarupama chintyametat kinchati viryam asurakshaya kari bhuri kinchaha veshu charitani tavat bhutani sarveshu devya sura deva ganadikeshu. Kim varnayama tavarupama chintyametat kinchati viryama surakshaya kari bhuri kinchaha veshu charitani tavadbhutani sarveshu devya sura deva ganadikeshu. He says, Kim Varnayama. கிம் வர்ணயாம வர்ணயாமஹ வி டிஸ்கிரைப் வர்ணயாம பொட்டன்ஷியல் வேர்ட் சோ ஹவு கேன் வி கிம் ஹியர் ஷுட் பி டேக்கன் அஸ் வாட் ஹவு கிம் வர்ணயாம ஹவு டு வி டிஸ்கிரைப் ஹவு கேன் வி டிஸ்கிரைப் வாட் ஹவு கேன் யூ டிஸ்கிரைப் ஹவு கேன் வி டிஸ்கிரைப் தேவி கிம் வர்ணயாமா மீன்ஸ் கதம் வர்ணயாமா ஹவு டு வி டிஸ்கிரைப் ஹவு கேன் வி டிஸ்கிரைப் வாட் தவ அச்சித்யம் ரூபம் தவ ரூபம் நாட் லி தட் ஆக்சுவலி ஒன் பை ஒன் தவ ரூபம் ஏத்தத்து அச்சித்யம் ஏத்தத்து தவ ரூபம் அச்சித்யம் This form of yours is inconceivable. Tavarupam, your form. Tavarupam, your form. Etat tavarupam, this your form. Achintyam, inconceivable, inexplicable, indescribable. Tava etat tavarupam achintyam. This your form. அச்சித்யம் இன்கன்சீவபிள் கிஞ்ச அதி அச்சித்யம் தவ ஏதத் ரூபம் கிம் வர்ணயாம அச்சித்யம் தவ ஏதத் ரூபம் கிம் வர்ணயாம திஸ் யுவர் ஃபார்ம் விச் இஸ் இன்எக்ஸ்பிளிக்கபிள் விச் இஸ் இன்கன்சீவபிள் ஹவு கேன் வி டிஸ்கிரைப் யுவர் inconceivable form then bhuri asurakshayakari bhuri asuraksha bhuri means abundance asurakshayakari ativiryam ativiryam means your tremendous power Your tremendous power, your tremendous strength, which destroyed the demons. Okay, your tremendous power, asura kshayakari, kshayakari means destroyer. Your tremendous power, the destroyer of the demons, your abundance of tremendous power, destroyer of the demons, your abundance of strength. Destroyer of demons. Bhuri, abundance, asurakshayakari, destroyer of demons. Ativiryam, tremendous strength. So your tremendous strength, abundance of your tremendous strength, which destroyer of the demons. Kim varnayama. So how can we describe your form, which is inconceivable? How can we describe or explain abundance of your tremendous energy or power which destroys the demons in the battlefield ahaveshu ahavaha means battle in the battles how can we describe the abundance of your tremendous power or power the destroyer of the demons in the battles how can we describe them kim cha ahaveshu then tava adbhutani kim cha ahaveshu charitani charitam means history or you can say the word charitam also means the behavior many meanings are there okay charitam so charitam singular charitani plural so how your active charitam here should be taken as you know the deeds charitani tava charitani your deeds how can we explain your deeds The word charitam has many meanings. Here, take it as deed. Tava charitani ati adbhutani. So, ati adbhutani. Adbhutani tava charitani. Your wonderful, wonderful deeds in the battles, how can we describe? It's only the exclamation here. Devi, how can we explain your inconceivable form? How can we describe or explain your abundance of tremendous power destroying the demons? How can we describe your deeds in the battles? This is the verse. So, Devi, Sarveshu, Devi, Asura, Deva, Ganadikeshu. Devi, Sarveshu, Asura, Deva, Ganadikeshu. That should have gone first. How can we describe your inconceivable form obtaining in all the asuras, all the groups of asuras and devas? Sarveshu asura deva gane deva ganadikeshu. Which means you are there in all the devas and asuras. Sarveshu deva asura ganeshu. Okay, in all the groups of devas and asuras, you are there and then your form is inconceivably there. How can we describe your inconceivable form? How can we describe your abundance of tremendous power which destroys the demons? How can we describe your deeds in the battles? Okay, the wonderful deeds in the battles. Adbhutani charitani katham varnayama. Katham varnayama is only once it comes, but we have to supply it with every word. Okay, how do we describe? How can we describe? Hey Devi, sarveshu deveshu asura deva ganadikeshu achintyam tava etad rupam kim varnayama. Katham varnayama. Bhuri asurakshayakari ati viryam cha kim varnayama. Ahaveshu yani charitani tava adbhutani kim varnayama. Is it clear? You must nod your heads, only then I can move on.
Swami, can I ask you why it is Adikeshu instead of Adishu?
Yeah, it can be Adishu. Devi, Asura, Deva, Ganadishu, Ganadikeshu, both are correct.
Okay, sir.
You have what? Ganadikeshu?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, sometimes the ka is another pratyaya. We can use it.
Okay,
when you look at them as ordinary, you can add ka.
Okay, so
yeah.
Thank you.
Hetu samasta jagatam triguna pido shaihi. Hetu samasta jagatam triguna pido shaihi. Nagnyayase hariharadi bhirapyapara. Nagnyayase hariharadi bhirapyapara. Sarvasraya khilamidam jagadam shabhutam. Sarvasraya khilamidam jagadam shabhutam. Avyakritahi parama prakrutistvamadya. Avyakritahi parama prakrutistvamadya. Avyakritahi parama prakrutistvamadya. हेतु समस्त जगतां त्रिगुणापि दोषैः न ज्ञायसे हरिहरादिभिरप्यपारा सर्वाश्रयाखिलमिदं जगदंशभूतम् अव्याकृता हि परमा प्रकृतिस्त्वमाद्या. So what he says, Tvam, you have to add the Tvam is there. Tvam, O Devi, you, Samastha Jagatam Hetuhu. Tvam, Samastha Jagatam Hetuhu. You are the source, Hetu means source. You are the cause, you are the absolute cause. You are the cause or the source of all the worlds. Samastha Jagatam Hetuhu Tvam. Tvam Samastha Jagatam Hetuhu. You are the root cause, the source of, you are the roots, you are the root source of all the worlds. Trigunapi Doshehi. Trigunapi Doshehi. Triguna. Trigunam, see, Trigunaha, Trigunas. But Trigunapi, the Devi is Triguna. She who is endowed with three gunas, Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna. So she who is endowed with three gunas, so it is called Triguna, Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, and Tamoguna. Triguna, Api. Api means also, but here even though you are constituted of three gunas. You are constituted of three gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha and tamo gunaha. Still, na jnayase. Doshehi na jnayase. You are not known. See, you are constituted of three gunas. But you are not known. Na jnayas. You are na jnayase. You are not known by known. Why Devi is not known? Doshehi. Because of the defective intellect. The intellect where knowledge should rise. That intellect is what? Defective intellect. What are defects now? The Doshaha means the intellect which has the defect of being overpowered by emotions. Doshaihi means with the defects. The intellect overpowered by the defects or defects in terms of the impurities of the mind, emotions. The intellect which is overpowered by emotions is said to be having defects. Therefore, doshehi. Doshehi means what? Because of the defects in terms of being overpowered by emotions, you are not known. Devi is there very much in our minds, but she is not known because of the doshas. Doshas obtaining in the intellect. Doshehi, doshangalal, nir ariyappaduvadillai. What are those doshas? All impurities. Means intellect being overpowered by emotions. Okay. Na jnayase. Then parama. Parama. Devi is called parama because amazing. It is this Devi who contributes the Jiva status to Paramatma. Understood? Devi is called Parama. It is Devi, Maya Devi, who contributes Jiva status to even Paramatma is having Jiva status because of Devi. Therefore, she is called Parama. And who is she? Adya, Prakritihi. primordial cause, adya prakritihi, the primordial cause, adya prakritihi, parama adya prakritihi, and she's also known as avyakrita, undifferentiated, unmanifest, undifferentiated, foremost, primordial cause who contributes for the jiva status of Paramatma. So, now we say he means indeed, but here he, due to that reason or because of that, Hariharadibihi api. Hariharadibihi api. Harihi, Lord Vishnu. Haraha, Lord Shiva. Adi stands for Brahma and other devas. Api. Apara. Apara means she who is not reachable. She who is not accessible even for she who are attainable even by Hari, Haraha, Brahma and other devas. She who is not apara. She who is far, non-reachably far, for even devas. Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and even other devas, devatas. Vishnu, Brahma, Vishnu, Shivan, Mudalyavarakalalam Koda, Apara. Apara means non-reachably far. Then, Sarvashraya. Sarva Ashraya. Sarva Ashraya means the support of, substratum of everything. Being a material cause, support, substratum of everything. Sarvashraya. And idam akilam jagat amshabhutam hetu samasta jagatam trigunapi doshaihi nagnyayase hariharadi bhirapyapara sarvashraya akilamidam jagadam shabhutam avyakritahi parama prakritistvamadya. So, tvam prakritihi, tvam adya, parama, avyakrita, prakritihi. Beautiful words. Tvam, see the last line. Avyakrita, parama, adya, prakritihi, tvam. Tvam idam jagat amshabhutam. Means what? This entire universe is your amsham, your part. The entire universe is nothing but the aspect, your own appearance. Tvam amsham. The whole universe is the part of you. Part of you. The whole universe is nothing, part of you, O Devi. Okay? This much is the grave. Is it clear now? Tvam samasta jagatam hetuhu. Triguna api do api. Triguna. Okay? You're endowed with three attributes. You're constituted of three gunas. And doshehi tvam hari haradibihi api apara. Doshehi tvam na jnayase. Tvam sarvashraya, tvam avyakrita, tvam parama, tvam parama prakritihi, tvam adya parama avyakrita prakritihi. Idam jagat amshabhutam. Is it clear? Every word is, now you know, it is like, have you got it? All Vedantic words, that is why I wanted you to listen. You are calling Maya Shakti and the car telling her Devi. Maya means, see, Maya here is looked upon as the, that which is of the source of consciousness. The Chandi Devi is actually consciousness. ओके नौ यस्या समस्तसुरता समुदीरणेन यस्या समस्तसुरता समुदीरणेन तृप्तिं प्रयाति सकलेषु मखेषु देवी तृप्तिं प्रयाति सकलेषु मखेषु देवी तृप्तिं प्रयाति सकलेषु मखेषु देवी स्वाहा शिवै पितृगणस्य च तृप्तिहेतुः स्वाहा शिवै पितृगणस्य च तृप्तिहेतुः उच्चार्यसे त्वमत एव जनै स्वधा च उच्चार्यसे त्वमत एव जनै स्वधा च सो हियर यू हैव टू फाइंड दैट टू स्टार्ट विद हे देवी द देवी इज अ इकारांत स्त्रीलिंग शब्द सो इन वोकेटिव केस देवी शॉर्ट ओ देवी अम्मा ओ देवी यस्याः सो नाउ यू गेट टू गो टू द फर्स्ट सेंटेंस अगेन यस्याः समुदीरणेन यस्याः समुदीरणेन उदीरणम मीन्स उच्चारणम यस्याः समुदीरणेन द वन बाय द प्रोनाउंसमेंट ऑफ होम by the pronouncement of whom pronouncing of whom enda ummudaya uchcharanathinal yasyaha samudiranena sakaleshu makheshu see the word makaha means yagaha makaha means another word for ritual fire ritual makaha means fire ritual Makheshu in all the fire rituals. Sakaleshu Makheshu in all the fire rituals. Sakaleshu Makheshu in all the fire rituals. Samasta Surataha. Surataha means All devas, samasta surataha, all the devas in their entirety, samasta surataha, triptim prayati, they attain satisfaction. See, they become satisfied. In Tamil, it's in Sanskrit we have, they attain satisfaction, they gain satisfaction. Prayati, they gain, they attain, triptihi satisfaction. Triptim prayati, they attain satisfaction. Yasyaha samudhiranena samasta surataha sakaleshu makeshu triptim prayati. So it is said, O Devi, because of the pronouncement of you in all the rituals, All the devas gain satisfaction. Swaha Sivai Pitruganasya. See, these are all important information to understand how Vedic culture is discussed in the Puranas. How are you going to understand that? Pitruganasya cha. Okay. Then we have why. That why indeed. Swaha asi. Swaha asi means, see, swaha is a word used when oblations are offered, the word swaha is used. And that expression swaha is Devi. She says, you are the expression swaha. You are the tvam swaha asi. You are the expression swaha used when oblations are offered. Offered to offered. Yeah. Then Pitru Ganasya cha Tripti Hetuhu. Tripti Hetu. And you are the source of satisfaction of all the ancestors also, Pitrus. See, when the ritual, when the pujas are done, we offer oblations to Devatas and Pitrus. And Devi is the one who is the source of satisfaction of Devas and also Pitrus. Pitru Ganasya cha Tripti Hetuhu Tvam Eva. Tvam Eva, you alone are the source of satisfaction of all the Pitrus, all the Pitru Ganas, ancestors. Ataha, therefore, Janaihi Swadhacha Uchariyase. Therefore, you are also said to be Swadha. I won't tell you here. Swaha and Swadha, please make a note. Swaha and Swadha. Swaha means food offered to Devatas. Oblations offered to Devatas is called Swaha. Oblations offered to Pitrus is called Swadha. And here we are saying the Swadha and Swaha, both are you. O Devi, you are Swaha. You are the Swadha. Therefore, in all the rituals, the pronouncement of you, when you say Swaha and Swadha, pronouncement of you in the Swaha and Swadha, because of that, Devas gain satisfaction, Pitrus also gain satisfaction. Is it clear? So that's what is mentioned here. Very nice information. Karmakanda information, we will not know otherwise. We don't study Veda, Karmakanda of Veda. So, Tvam Swaha Asi. Then, Pitru Ganasya cha Tripti Hetuhu Asi. Tvam Eva Asi. You alone are the source of satisfaction of the Pitrus. Therefore, Ataha, therefore, Janaihi, by people, Swadha cha Uchariyase. Uchariyase means you are pronounced, you are said to be Swadha. Means you are the Swadha, you are the Swaha. And the pronouncement of you in all the rituals, Sarveshu Makheshu, because pronouncement of in all the rituals, all the Samastha Surataha, Triptim Prayati, Prayanti, it must be Prayanti, Inti. Actually speaking, Samastha Surata. Surata means, Samastha Surata, the entirety of the groups of Devas attains or gains satisfaction. Entirety of the groups of Devas gains satisfaction. Triptim Prayati. Pitruganaha cha. Pitruganasya Ganasya cha Tvam Tripti Hetuhu. Tvameva Tripti Hetuhu. You alone are the source of satisfaction of all the Pitrus. Ataha, therefore, Janaihi Swadha Uchariyase cha. And you are also known as, pronounced as Swadha. Is it clear? Is it okay for me to move on to next line, next verse? Ya mukti hetura vichintya mahavratatvam. Ya mukti. Prabhuji, I'm sure you are making it very carefully. If you have any doubts, please ask, because I really want to make a book. Okay, I will want to do with this book. Because people haven't done this properly. Ya mukti hetura vichintya mahavratatvam. Ya mukti hetura vichintya mahavratatvam. Abhyasyase suniyatendriya tattvasaraihi. अभ्यस्यसे सुनियतेन्द्रिय तत्वसारैः मोक्षार्तिभिर्मुनिभिरस्तसमस्तदोषैः विद्यासिसा भगवती परमाहि देवी So yeah, now here Devi. Again, vocative case say Devi, O Devi. Now Mukti Ya, that Ya means she who now you are, that's the meaning. Ya means you are. Tvam. Mukti hetuhu means what? Again, cause of moksha, the means of attainment of moksha, the source of moksha. Mukti hetuhu, you are the cause or the source of moksha. Hetuhu means cause. You are the mukti hetuhu. Then, mukti hetuhu, afterwards, avichintya mahavrata. Every word is description of Devi. Beautiful word. You are the source of moksha. And avichintya mahavrata. Avichintya mahavrata. Parama. I'm doing every word first. Avichintya mahavrata. Then the tvam comes. Let's leave the tvam now. Parama Bhagavati. The last word, Parama Bhagavati. I'm giving the prose order, okay? Hey Devi, Ya Mukti Hetuhu Avichintya Mahavrata Parama Bhagavati Vidya Asi. You are the Vidya. Vidya Asi. You are the knowledge. Which knowledge? You are the knowledge which is the means of attainment of moksha. You are the knowledge, the means of attainment of moksha. Mukti Hetuhu Vidya. You are the knowledge, the means of attainment of moksha. And this knowledge again is what? Bhagavat Parama Vidya Bhagavati. Parama means what? Most exalted. You are the most exalted. Parama, most exalted. Bhagavati means knowledge of Brahman. Knowledge pertaining to Bhagavan. You are the most exalted knowledge pertaining to Bhagavan or Brahma. The source of means of attainment of moksha. And this knowledge, which is also avichintya mahavrata. Which is associated with knowledge, which is associated with the discipline, great discipline. Associated with the great discipline. Which is associated with the great discipline. Inexplicable disciplines. No. Which is associated with the great discipline such as Ahimsa. Which is associated with the great disciplines. Disciplines, you can also within brackets, universal values. Universal values. Avichintya mahavrata. I mean, you have to explain more. You are the knowledge, exalted knowledge pertaining to Bhagavan, the only means of attainment of moksha. And which is associated with inexplicable, associated with great discipline of ahimsa, etc., or universal values. Okay. He, therefore, next word is he, therefore, ya mukti hetuhu avichintya mahavrata tvam bhagavati parama vidya. Okay, he, therefore, that's what he said, therefore, mokshartibhir munibirasta, the asta samasta doshaihi. Asta mokshartibihi munibihi, afterwards asta samasta doshaihi. Asta, asta samasta doshaihi. Now I'm reading Devi ya mukti hetuhu avichintya mahavrata parama bhagavati vidya asi. And this is complete. The next is he. Asta samasta doshaihi. Asta samasta doshaihi. Suniyata indriya tattvasarehi. Suniyata indriya tattvasarehi. Suniyata indriya tattvasarehi. Mokshartibihi. Mokshartibihi. Munibhihi sa tvam abhyasyase. I'll repeat it. Asta samasta doshaihi suniyata suniyata indriya tattva saraihi mokshaptibhihi munibhihi sa tvam abhyasyase. Therefore, tvam abhyasyase means what now? You are meditated upon. Tvam abhyasyase means you are meditated upon. You are contemplated upon. By whom? Munibihi. By the sages who are disciplined minded. By the disciplined minded sages, you are meditated upon. And who are the disciplined minded sages? Mokshartibihi. See, mokshartibihi is adjective of munibihi. By the sages, the disciplined minded sages who are aspiring for moksha. Mokshartibihi. Who are aspiring for moksha. And suniyata indriya tattvasarehi. These sages, not only they are aspiring for moksha, they are also sages who have mastery over their sense organs. Suniyata indriya, indriyani esham. Suniyata indriya, who have mastery over their sense organs and mind. Who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge with their mastered sense organs. Asta, okay. Suniyata indriya tattvasarehi means those who are committed to the pursuit of the tattvasaraha means the essence of the truth. Those are committed to the pursuit of the essential knowledge with the disciplined sense organs. Then, asta samasta doshaha means who are free from, asta means free from, who are free from all impurities such as ragadveshas. So now totally what do you get the meaning here? So, O Devi, you are meditated upon by sages, disciplined sages, who are aspiring for moksha and who are committed to the essential knowledge with their disciplined sense organs and who are free from all impurities such as ragadveshas. What is the meaning totally? O Devi, हे देवी या मुक्ति हेतु अविचिन्त्य महाव्रता परमा भगवती विद्या असि हि अस्त समस्त दोषैहि सुनियत इंद्रिय तत्व सारैहि मोक्षार्थिभिः मुनिभिः सा त्वं अभ्यस्यसे. सो हियर ब्यूटिफुल थिंग इज देवी हर्सेल्फ इन द प्रीवियस श्लोका शी वाज सेड She Devi herself is Swadha and Swaha. In the Karma Kanda, she is very important. Now in Jnana Kanda also, Devi herself is the Jnanam. Devi herself is in the form of knowledge. And that knowledge is what? Exalted knowledge, which is the only means of attainment of moksha. The knowledge is Devi. Therefore, all she is meditated upon, Devi being the very knowledge, Devi is meditated upon by all the sages who are aspiring for moksha, who are disciplined minded, who are pure, free from all impurities, and with their commitment to the knowledge of the essence, essential nature, and who are with their disciplined sense organs. All this much is packed in this one verse. See, now we are not seeing Devi separately. Devi herself is the knowledge. Devi herself is Swaha. Devi herself is Swadha. Okay? It's a beautiful verse. Ya mukti hetura vichintya mahavratatvam abhyasya se suniyatendriya tattvasaraihi mokshartibhir munibhirasta samasta doshaihi विद्यासि सा भगवती परमाहि देवी. देवी यू आर द विद्या, यू आर द वेरी नॉलेज. कैन यू मूव ऑन टू नेक्स्ट वर्स? ओके. इफ यू हैव एनी डाउट्स प्लीज स्टॉप मी एंड आस्क मी. ओके, दिस वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट सेक्शन.
शब्दात्मिका सुविमलर्ग्यजुषां निधानम् उद्गीतरम्यपदपाठवतां च साम्नाम् देवित्रयी भगवती भवभावनाय वार्ता च सर्वजगतां परमार्तिहन्त्री. शब्दात्मिका सुविमलर्ग्यजुषां निधानम् उद्गीतरम्यपदपाठवतां च साम्नाम् देवित्रयी भगवती भवभावनाय वार्ता च सर्वजगतां परमार्तिहन्त्री.
I'm also thinking in Sanskrit class, I'm going to explain to you a little more in Sanskrit class. You know the grammatical aspect of it also. Now it's a beautiful verse again. Every verse is beautiful here. Devi, again I have to call Devi, Devi, Devi. In Vijivetramai, in vocative case, it's a short Devi, not Devi, Devi. Oh Devi. First word is Devi. Then Shabdatmika. You are in the form of the sound. You are the source of sound and you are in the form of the sound. Shabda, Shabdatmika means she who is in the form of sound, she who is in the form of words is called Shabdatmika. Sol Vadivinal, Shabdatmika, Shabdarupini. Then Suvimala, Suvimalargya Jusham, Suvimalargya Jusham. Next word. See, Suvimala Rig Yajusham. If you break it, Suvimala Rig Yajusham. Rig Yajusham means of all the Vedas, Rig Yajur Vedas. Of all the Rig Yajus Vedas. Which Vedas? The Vedas which are free from impurities. Suvimala Rig Yajusham becomes what? Suvimalargya Jusham. Suvimala Tuimayana Rig Yajusham. Rig Yajur Vedangaludaya. Suvimala Rig Yajusham. The pure, the impurity-free Rig Yajur Vedas, of the Rig Yajur Vedas, then Udgatha Ramya Pada Patavatam. Udgita Ramya Pada Patavatam. See, now Devi, there is a very beautiful verse. Today, Thursday, if I can make you understand one verse, it's enough today. We don't need to achieve anything much. Devi is seen as all four Vedas. So, first it is said, Shabdatmika, you are in the form of sounds. Now, in sounds of what? Sounds of impurity-free all Rig Yajur Vedas. Now, second, and he says, Udgita Ramya Pada Patavatam Samnam Cha. You are in the form of sounds of Samaveda Mantra Samnam. Samnam means Samaveda Mantras. You are in the form of the words of Samaveda Mantras. And what are the Samaveda Mantras? Udgita Ramya Pada Patavatam. Udgita means the singing. Samaveda chanting is called Udgita. Udgita Pada Patavatam. The Sama Mantras, which are endowed with beautified word arrangement. Samaveda mantras, which are endowed with beautiful word arrangement. Udgita Pada Patavatam Samnam. Now, Nidhanam Nidhana means Adhishtana Devata. You are the Adhishtana Devata. Nidhana means you are the very adhishtanam, you are the very substratum. Nidhana means adharam, adhishtanam. You are the very substratum. You are the shabdatmika, you are the very, it's very, in the book is very given nicely. You are in the sound. Suvimala Rig Yajusham, you are the impurity free Rigveda and Yajurveda, and also Udgita Ramya Pada Patavatamcha Samnam, and you are the in the form of Samaveda with the beautiful arrangement of words. Words of hymns in praise of Bhagavan. Udgita Ramya Pada Pathavatam Samnam. The Nidhanam, you are the very substratum. Nidhanam. Then Bhagavati. Bhagavati means you are Devi who is endowed with sixfold virtues in equal measure. Bhagavati. Bhagavati, how should I write? You are Devi who is endowed with Bhaga, sixfold virtues in equal measure. Okay. Whether a substratum. Okay, next. Trayi. Trayi means you are in the form of three Vedas. Or you are the three Vedas. Then Bhava Bhavanaya. Bhava Bhavanaya. Bhavaha means samsara. Bhava Bhavanaya, for the Varta. Bhava Bhavanaya Varta. Bhava Bhavanaya, here you are the source of samsara. You are the very ordainer of samsara. Then Jagatam. Parama, Parama. So Parama is a beautiful word. Parama. The most exalted you. The most exalted you. Sarva Jagatam Artihantri cha. Sarva Jagatam Artihantri. Artihantri means you are the destroyer of distress. Arti Hantri. Hantri, destroyer. You are the Hantri, destroyer of Arti, distress. You are the destroyer of the distress of all the worlds. You are the destroyer of the distress of all the worlds. Sarva Jagatam, Yella Ulahangaludaya, Artihantri, the most exalted destroyer of distress of all the worlds. You are the most exalted destroyer of the distress of all the worlds. Yella Ulahangaludaya, Yella Dukkangalayum. Pokkuhindra melana parambarul ni. Okay. Shabdatmika. Yeah.
Paramartri hantri. Why it is written
No. Actually, parama. Parama is different word. Exalted you. Arti. Arti. Arti means distress. Arti, Hantri, destroyer. Okay. Hanta, masculine gender. Hantri, feminine gender. Hantru Shabda, masculine gender. Rikaramta Shabda, masculine gender. Hantri, destroyer, Strilinga Shabda.
Okay. My
Hantri,
question is,
Hanta.
Okay. why ti is doubled up there in hantri in
actually arti. No, it need not be there. It must be just only arti hantri. There's no second takara is simply there. Not necessary. I never saw our book. I never read English book. I'm just saying what I'm having a textbook, small textbook here. But our book course is better. Anyway, I tell you. Medhasi Devi Vidita Khila Shastra Sara Durgasi Durga Bhava Sagara Naura Sangha Sri Kaita Bhari Hrudayaika Kritadhivasa Gauri Twameva Shashi Mauli Krita Pratishtha Medhasi Devi Vidita Khila Shastra Sara Durgasi Durga Bhava Sagara Naura Sangha Sri Kaita Bhari Hrudayaika Kritadhivasa Gauri Twameva Shashi Mauli Krita Pratishtha. Now again here Devi comes. Medasi Devi. Hey Devi. The first word is Devi. Then Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara. Vidita Akhila Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara. Are you all writing down? Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara. See, எல்லா சாஸ்திரமும் சாஸ்திரத்தின் சாரமும் அறியப்பட்டது யாராலேயோ அவர் விதித்த அகில சாஸ்திர சாரா. What does it mean? Vidita means known. அகில சாஸ்திர சாரா விதித்தா யயா சா விதித்த அகில சாஸ்திர சாரா. She who has the knowledge of the essence of all the shastrams. She who has the knowledge of the essence of all the shastras. Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara is a beautiful compound. Akhila Shastra Saraha Viditaha Yaya. Viditaha Akhila Shastra Saraha Yaya. Sa Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara. Devi is the one who has the knowledge of the essence of all the scriptures. Yella Shastrangludaya Sarathayum Arindaval. Hey Devi, Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara. You are the one who knows the essence of the scriptures, all the scriptures, knowledge of all the scriptures. You have the knowledge of, you are the one who knows the essence of all the scriptures. Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara. Then, Medha Asi. You are Medha. You are the Saraswati Devi. You are the power of intellection. Medha Devi, you are the Saraswati obtaining in the form of the power of intellection. You can say Medha Grahana Dharana Shakti. You are the capacity to understand and retain, assimilate. You are the good power of intellection. Next. Kaitaba Ari Hridaya Yeka Krita Adhivasa. I'm repeating now. Kaitabha. Maybe if it's too much for you, I can stop here now. Kaitabha. Next sentence. Kaitabha. Ari. Hridaya. Yeka. Kaitabhari Hridayaika. Kaitabha. Ari. Hridaya. Yeka. Krita. Adhivasa. Adivasa Shrihi. See, first we are telling Devi, you are Saraswati in the form of good power of intellection. Now we are saying, you are Lakshmi Shrihi. You are Lakshmi Devi. You are Saraswati, you are Lakshmi Devi also. Shrihi means Lakshmi. Which Lakshmi you are? She says, Kaitabha Ari. Hridaya Yeka Krita Adhivasa. Beautiful compound is this. Kaitabha is the name of a demon. You know that first chapter. Madhu Kaitabha. Kaitabha Arihi. Arihi means enemy. Arihi means enemy. Kaitabha Arihi means enemy of Kaitabha. The destroyer of Kaitabha. Demon. Okay. So Kaitabha Arihi means Mahavishnu. Kaitabha Arihi is equal to Mahavishnu. Kaitabhanin Pahaivan Ahya Mahavishnu. Kaitabharihi. Kaitabaha Arihi Yasya. Kaitabharihi. Aryaha Kaitabhasi Arihi. Okay. The enemy of Kaitabha. Mahavishnu. And the Mahavishnu diya Hridaya Yeka. Hridayam chest. Hridam Yeka. The only. Krita Adhivasa. Adhivasa means she who resides. Adhivasati means she who resides. She who resides, you are the Lakshmi who resides on the chest of Mahavishnu, the enemy of Kaitabha. You are Mahalakshmi who alone resides on the chest of Mahavishnu. Kaitabha Ari Hridaya Yeka Krita Adhivasa. You are the Mahalakshmi residing on chest of Mahavishnu. Kaitabha Ari Hridaya Yeka Krita Adhivasa. Shrihi Yuva. Okay. Oh, Parvati has to come now. It's a very nice verse. Next. Shashi Mauli Krita. Shashi Mauli Krita Pratishtha. Gauri Twameva. Beautiful. Gauri Twameva. Gauri Twameva Gauri. You are Parvati. First she said you are Saraswati. Then she said you are Lakshmi. You are Parvati. Gauri means Parvati. You are Parvati. You alone are Parvati. Gauri Twameva. You alone are Parvati. Which Parvati? Shashi Maula Krita Pratishtha. See, Shashi means moon. Mauli means head. Shashi Mauli means Chandrasekaraha, Shiva. Shashi Maulihi is equal to Chandrasekaraha. Chandrasekaraha is Shiva. Okay, Lord Shiva is called Shashi Maulihi. Shashi Maulihi is another name for Chandrasekara. Krita Pratishtha means you are Parvati who resides in Lord Shiva. Pratishtha means she who remains as part of Lord Shiva. She who, you are Parvati who resides as part of the Lord Shiva. Shashimaulihi. ಶಶಿಮೌಲಿ ಕೃತ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠ. ಓಕೆ, ದೆನ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಸಂಗ ದುರ್ಗ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ನೌಹು. ಅಸಂಗ ಅನ್ಟೈಂಟೆಡ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಅನ್ಟೈಂಟೆಡ್. ದುರ್ಗ, ದುರ್ಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಾಸ್. ಭವ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಸಾರ. ಭವಸಾಗರ ನೌಹು, ನೌಹು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೋಟ್. ಬೋಟ್ ಆರ್ ರಾಫ್ಟ್, ನೌಹು means boat or raft. You are the raft of crossing the ocean of the non-crossable ocean of samsara. You are the raft of the non-crossable ocean of samsara. Durga bhava sagara nauhu. Nauhu means nauka. You are the raft for crossing the non-crossable ocean of samsara. And Durga asi, you are Durga. It's a beautiful verse. The only verse where Parashakti is invoked as all three devis. Lakshmi, you are Medha Shakti Saraswati, you are Srihi Lakshmi, you are Gauri. See, Medha Si Devi Vidita Khila Shastra Sara Durga Si, you are Durga, you are Vidita Khila Shastra Sara Durga Bhava Sagara Nauhu Asanga ಶ್ರೀಹಿ ಕೈಟಭಾರಿ ಹೃದಯೈಕೃತನಿ ಅಧಿವಾಸ ಶ್ರೀಹಿ ಶಶಿ ಮೌಲಿ ಕೃತ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾ ಗೌರೀತ್ವಮೇವ ಮೇಧಾಸಿ ದೇವಿ ವಿದಿತಾಖಿಲ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಸಾರ ದುರ್ಗಾಸಿ ದುರ್ಗ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ನೌರಸಂಗ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೈಟಭಾರಿ ಹೃದಯೈಕೃತಾಧಿವಾಸ ಗೌರೀತ್ವಮೇವ ಶಶಿ ಮೌಲಿ ಕೃತ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾ. ನೌ ವಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಮೀ ವಂಡರ್, ಐ ಡೋ ನೋ, ಯು ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ನೋ ವೆದರ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಇಟ್. ಐ ಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡೆಪ್ತ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಐ ಸೀ ಹೌ ಹೈಲಿ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನೇಟಿವ್ ಅವರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಟು ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಟಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ. Oh, Devi, 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 you are calling Devi. And who is Devi here sitting? Okay. Everything is Devi. And she is said, you are the Lakshmi, you are Saraswati, you are Parvati. What do you mean? Abstract facts, how they are personified. Everything is abstract thing. Every abstract thing is personified here. No? Presented here. Amazing imagination. How much vision, clarity they must have had. To imagine, to present like this. I just bow to all our rishis. I have no words to explain. So beautiful. One thing is, it takes time for me to, I don't have the original text, that's the reason. In the sense, I follow also another text.
How Asanga is used here?
Untainted.
Uh-huh.
You are untainted.
Not associated with?
You are free. You are untouched with samsara. At the same time, you are the raft of crossing this non-crossable. Durga means non-crossable. Non-crossable ocean of samsara. Again, you are Durga. You are Durga yourself. Durga Bhavasagara Nauhu. Kadappadar Kariyadu Durgam. Kadappadar Kariya Samsara Sagarathai கடக்க செய்கின்ற படகு நீ.
மேதாசி தேவி விதிதாகில சாஸ்திர சாரா துர்காசி துர்க பவசாகர நௌரசங்கா ஸ்ரீ கைட்டபாரி ஹிருதயைக கிருதாதிவாசா கௌரி த்வமேவ சசி மௌலி க்ருத் க்ருத ப்ரதிஷ்டா.
பியூட்டிஃபுல் காம்பவுண்ட் ஹவ் யூஸ்ட். ஓகே, ஐ ஃப்ரீ யூ, ஐ வில் ஃப்ரீ யூ, லெட் யூ கோ.
Swaminyama, please, would you mind explaining Durga means non-crossable? Does that mean...
No, the two words. Durga. Yes. Durga means difficult to reach, difficult to cross.
Okay.
That's called Durga. But Devi is called Durga, she who cannot be reached easily. One meaning.
Okay. Yeah, that's what.
So one must be, must a lot of punyam, one must do lot of... One must live a clean life of dharma to earn punyam, and then that's why she can easily reach. She's not easily reachable.
Thank
one
you,
minute.
Thank you.
And another meaning, Durga means non-crossable, difficult to cross. Durga means difficult to cross.
Thank you, Swami Nyama.
Yeah. Durga, bhava samsara, bhava sa, bhava, பவசாகர நௌஹு. பவசாகரஹ மீன்ஸ் சம்சார சாகரஹ. நௌஹு, ஒன் லெட்டர் நௌஹு மீன்ஸ், நௌஹு மீன்ஸ் போட், அ ராஃப்ட். ஷீ தேவி இஸ் தி ராஃப்ட் ஃபார் கிராசிங் தி நான் கிராசபிள் ஓஷன் ஆஃப் சம்சார. தட்ஸ் தி மீன். அண்ட் தேவி ஹர்செல்ஃப் இஸ் துர்கா, ஷீ ஹூ கெனாட் பி ரீச்ட் ஈஸிலி, ஷீ ஹூம் வி கேன் ரீச் with difficulty, she is called Durga. And one more meaning is, she who resolves, as a Chandi, she who resolves the thoughts.
Thank you, now,
the only prayer must be, Bhagavan should bless us with the strength just to be by ourselves, to be with ourselves. The world is ready to come and occupy your mind. The world in the form of something or the other is ready to occupy the mind. Take our attention completely. No, don't let attention go to the world. Keep it for yourself. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.